Fire Department. This is Jerry. How may I assist you?
I'm sorry. I believe I have the wrong number.
Well, no, I actually was waiting for a call back.
Oh, okay, perfect. Then I don't. It was the first time I ever had somebody introduce themselves that way. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Oh, my goodness. What do I have? Okay. My name is Jerry Meek. I work for Citizens Bank of Kentucky, and I did contact well, first of all, who am I speaking with?
Yes, ma'am, Portia.
Okay, Portia. As I said, I had contacted on behalf of one of our customers, trying to locate and see, her name's Amanda Garrett, and I was trying to get a hold of a company called Best Hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that who I've got a hold of?
We're actually a third-party company that services multiple products. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we have a customer that has a charge on their account,
mm-hmm.
and we had submitted it in to receive chargebacks on it. That's trying to recover the funds.
Mm-hmm.
And the company has presented some information back to us, and they say that product was shipped, but they did not give a tracking number or anything. Would you be able to tell me anything more about what could have been shipped or anything, or a tracking number or anything else on this charge?
Okay, and what is the customer zip code?
Okay, let me pull that up real quick here. Her zip code is 45680.
Okay. And then her first and the last name?
Amanda, and the last name is Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-D.
G-A-R-R-E-D.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yes. Company. Let's see what I find here. Okay, Amanda, that's 109 Township Road?
Yes, 109 Township Road.
Okay, all right. And you say you were looking for the...
what was purchased and a tracking number.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Because they did not, they never state anywhere in it what was the product that was really purchased or what was the type of service or whatever. But they do say that
mm-hmm.
there was an item was shipped, but we don't know what the item was, and we don't have a tracking number. I'm trying to either prove that it was our customer or it wasn't our customer, and that it was something that our customer did accidentally or didn't realize the name would come through like that or what.
Right. Okay. So it looks like, from what I can see, this was a sweepstakes offer. It was for a sweepstakes entry. So it wasn't a guarantee that you know, you had to win it in order to actually get it. But that's what it was.
Well, it looks like there was two charges, one of $7.95 and then a later one for $56.95. And it
here.
Says a one-time purchase of $56.95 with product shipped.
Okay, yes, I see what that says there. And what that is that's the – so what it is if you purchase an entry for a sweepstakes, you have 48 hours from the time of signing up to – say that you don't want to be a part of the monthly reoccurring charges for membership fees to keep receiving entries to the sweepstakes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And without cancellation, it's going to keep on charging that card until you call and cancel it out.
Okay. Well, part of this information matches her and part of it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
That is not her email. that IP address is nowhere near where she lives. And she is one of those people that checks her account constantly on our online banking, so it captures her IP address every time. That IP address has never been captured ever since her card's been opened, because we went back and searched all of them. So it's like, you know, almost like someone might have used her information, but it wasn't her.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And I completely understand that. Let's see here.
Is there any possible way of her receiving any refunds? We, you know, right now, we can go to arbitration on this charge, but we really don't want to do that.
Right.
If now, the county is willing to issue a refund for the $56.95, we would just accept the billing.
Okay.
As
and,
it is.
And and the dispute has been dropped, correct?
Yes. I was getting ready to send the acceptance, which means that that the $56.95 will go back to the company.
Okay.
If and I, you know, and I won't go to arbitration on it simply because the if the company can refund, go ahead and issue a refund instead, I'll just drop the dispute.
Okay, I'll put you on a brief hold then.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay, hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like that this account is in chargeback status.
Yes, that's what I said. I would be able to submit an acceptance of that chargeback and not go to arbitration, which means the money would come back and flow back to you.
Okay.
If I do that. But I can only do that if I can see, and it would, you'd have to, basically, you'd have to trust me that I would do that, because I really don't want to try to fight this, because either way, it's hard to prove it one way or the other. But I do know there's several things that it states in the documents that items been shipped, but then nothing was shipped, and then but and the IP address where the charge was conducted from does not match, and neither does the email that it was conducted from. So I could go to arbitration, which is the next step in a charge that back, because we received a presentment back from you all. But I hate to do that because it's an added expense for us and it's an added expense for you all. But I believe I probably would win because of the non-matching information. But if you all could submit issue the credit back for $56.95, I'd go ahead and submit into Visa that we will accept you all's representment.
Yes, ma'am, and I completely understand. Once the account went into that chargeback status, it finalized everything for us on our end, so we can't physically go back into it now at this point.
Okay. What was the sweepstakes happen to be at that time?
That sweepstakes was for the KitchenAid set. Mm-hmm.
Okay. A KitchenAid set.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. That, you know, that big mixer that has like all the attachments.
Yeah. Well, I've got one of those KitchenAids. I love it, but I don't have all the attachments. I can afford it.
I know. So I want it too.
I got the my husband and my two kids bought it for Mother's Day. Like, I hate to tell you, probably 20 years ago.
Oh wow.
Yes, and I still love the sucker, but I don't have all the attachments because Well, one thing, I would not ever use the pasta maker. I'd buy the box. you know, and plus, each one of those attachments ran from $60 to $80 a piece.
Exactly.
And,
and
the KitchenAid by itself was expensive enough.
Yeah, it was like $500 without the attachment pieces. I'm like, oh, God.
I know.
It's really so. I can understand how the clients they see the ad and they're like, oh yes, I'm gonna put that shit aside. And it's real.
I know. And some of these sweepstakes companies, they do send some small item out. So they can have a tracking number showing that for any sweepstakes that you'll get a tactical flashlight or something weird like that. And that's the reason why I was trying to check and see, because I'm kind of on the edge of going to arbitration for Visa, which whoever loses this can, you know, be penalized a $500 fee. Because there are several things that doesn't match her. But there are several things, like the name's correct, the address is almost correct, but there's no phone number to match up with that shows where the charge was came from in the documents we received back, and the email is not correct, and the IP address way off from wherever all of her IP addresses that she's that has been captured since she opened her account here, which has been quite some time.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
As I said, it does sort of appear that it was someone that might have done it other than her, because they couldn't get all of her information correct.
Right, exactly. I mean, well, you know, I could transfer you over to our other team, and they can take a deeper look into it for you. Due to the fact that you are, you know, mentioning the fraudulent part of it, that should change the narrative. So I am going to actually get you transferred over, because it seems like that should be further looked into before a decision is made.
Well, thank you, Portia. I hope you have a good Thanksgiving, no matter what the outcome of this is.
You too. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so hold for that music, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Okay.